information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Hello, Dr. Holly is out lecturing and teaching around the country. We have Radio MD's own Melanie Colin, healer, radio personality, all-around good egg. How you doing, Melanie?
I'm doing great, Dr. Decker. What are we talking about?
Mind, body, breast. What we're talking about is simply that visualization, that, you know, mind-body connection. Why don't we start there? It improves your odds of curing cancer. All of this, but it seems like breast cancer is quite the topic with this. You see mind-body visualization techniques, things being done with breast cancer more and more. But it is now, Cleveland Clinic, you know, did a study showing pain control, improved outcomes. All these different studies are coming out on it. It's no longer a hippy-dippy type of weeds, beads, and seeds idea. It's a very powerful medical tool. Does that encourage you, Melanie, when we're looking at all the breast cancer out there? Or does it intimidate you? And I'd like to also ask you as a woman, I mean, wow, there's another tool I can use to prevent or treat breast cancer? Or is it something that intimidates you when you hear about it?
No, I think it's just the opposite, Dr. Decker. It doesn't intimidate. It makes it feel like you have some ability to control, because medications and chemo, whatever, you know, mammograms, we have so many things as women that we sort of do or think are out of our control, and yet meditation, stress relief, that mind-body connection, if we can control that, and I love meditation and self-hypnosis, and if we can control that, then we can take that mind-body connection and help it to boost our own immune system by lowering our stress level, our cortisol, which is going to contribute to all of these things.
Yeah, and when we look at survival, it's about getting all of these other hormones and neurotransmitters under control. If somebody's living in a fight or flight response, it's very hard to recover from a chemo radiation protocol. If somebody is living in a rest, relax, repair, where they go to war with these chemicals and radiation, but then they rest, relax, and repair after that, it used to be, you know, it would make sense to us, right, Mel? I mean, it would just, hey, you know, they can rest, relax, repair. But now we're seeing that it's way more than just a good idea, that it's a powerful tool. Now, Mel, I'm going to throw a curve at you here, okay?
Yep.
Did you, now, and I want to know if this means something to you, okay? Did you know the majority of breast cancers in the left breast over the heart?
No, I did not.
Does that mean anything to you?
It just gave me a chill. It's a little bit, it's a little bit bizarre, but it kind of maybe makes sense, because if your heart is where so much of your stress lies, and that it would be right there near that whole blood flow system, that's a little bit spooky.
Yeah, it is. And boy, it's one of those things that you could look at it medically, blood flow system, heart. You could look at it spiritually, like a broken heart can lead to cancer. You could look at it all these different ways. And when I say that to women, it seems like everybody owns that statement in a different way. But it is something to process. It's quite there. Now, I have a few techniques I'm going to throw at you that I have recommended in my office with great success, both for chronic heart disease, but specifically for breast cancer. One is using imagery or guided visualization, and I can do a blog on this. I think it'd be a good blog, Mo. Imagery involves using your imagination to create an experience of sight or sounds or a feeling or even tastes that feel relaxing. It's nice when it's guided and you have a professional or even a good family friend that might be willing to help you out, where you close your eyes, relax, and they kind of take your mind on a little bit of a journey. Now, let's talk about the research with it, Mel. It can relieve stress, pain, depression, decrease side effects of chemotherapy like nausea, decrease blood pressure, improve sleep, boost immune function. Yes, remember, cancer is an immune disease, an inflammatory disease. It will boost immune function, shorten hospital stays, and speed healing.
Wow. I mean, that is amazing. And guided imagery, I have had the experiences myself, Dr. Decker. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about some other time, but it is an amazing way to feel that cathartic release. You feel like you've just loaded off something, you know, and it's almost like how support from others can help you also with cancers and that mind-body connection.
Well, as a physician, and specifically in this light as a naturopathic physician, well, the thing I like about guided imagery is it's very individual. And, you know, when you're using these blanket therapies, okay, we have everybody comes in the office, we give them echinacea, or everybody with this tumor. And look, natural guys are just as guilty, okay? I use a ton and ton of the same thing over and over, just like my conventional colleagues do, but the same chemo. When you're looking at this, it's a very individual treatment for your problems. Nobody ever has side effects of chemo and radiation the same way. Everybody has them different. Nobody ever has the same mind-body worry, concern, or attitude post-cancer. I got a quick thing to tell you about that. They took some. They took four experienced oncology nurses, and they met with patients before without knowing their diagnosis or their prognosis. And they met with them for 5 minutes, and then afterwards they gave a check: will they survive or not? 90% of the time, the nurses, without knowing the prognosis or the diagnosis, picked which ones would live and which ones would make it based on their attitude and their outlook.
Well, they say a positive attitude can help you in any illness. Now, you said you had three things. So the first one, guided imagery. What else?
I've got hypnotherapy. You'd mentioned before it's more of a guided. It has to be guided. Hypnotherapy is very individual. I can't do it because I'm too much of a control freak. I don't like to let myself go. But I've had great strong-willed friends quit smoking. Also had hypnotherapy done during cancer treatment in order to block pain, in order to block nausea. And when it works, boy, it can be really popular. It can block awareness of pain, discomfort, nausea, fatigue, reduce fear and anxiety, and again, create that sense of calm. So imagery or guided imagery, now the hypnotherapy, meditation. Now, look, I sort of combine meditation and this fourth one, spirituality, religion, together. And let me explain why, Mel. I have a lot of patients that are religious Christian, religious Seventh-day Adventists, and the term meditation they're not comfortable with. And a lot of their pastors and priests are not comfortable with. What I want to let the listeners know is everybody can do a form of this, because prayer is also meditation, and meditation's prayer. So if you're a person that meditation or sitting in front of a Buddha or sitting in front of water that's running or just sitting comfortably in a corner, that you feel that that might go against your religious side, then go pray. Or maybe sit with your pastor or priest and go, what techniques can I do in my religious philosophy that can help get some of these wonderful benefits of less pain, less nausea, less anxiety? Because we've turned off a whole group of people out there that are Catholic and Christian and of different religions that don't like the term meditate. But simply, what we're talking about is the emptying of the mind and the allowing of a spiritual self or your healing side to grow, whatever that is. Now, let's talk about things that are benefited from meditation or a form of prayer, whichever one you wanted to use. Reduce anxiety, nausea, fatigue from chemo, relieve stress, lower blood pressure, and here we go again, Mel, boost immune function, which is one of the keys to getting rid of this disease. The links between spirituality and religion, along with prayer, meditation, hypnotherapy, and the guided or individual imagery, is they boost the immune system, decrease the pain, and create a set of calm. That's what I want. Right? I mean, isn't that what you'd want?
I do most of those things myself. I am a prayer person. I believe in prayer as a way to calm myself, and meditation, absolutely, and loving the guided imagery. And so by putting these things together and reducing our stress levels, that's really what you're talking about. So give us your best advice, Dr. Decker, for that mind-body-breast cancer connection.
Well, for somebody out there who has breast cancer who's listening, and you're not using one of these tools, you're missing out on a very powerful tool to make your quality and perhaps your quantity of your life better. It is not just a good idea now. It is a medical tool. The four types we look at are imagery or the guided imagery, where you have somebody take you through it, hypnotherapy, meditation, and prayer. And folks out there that are turned off by the term meditation, use prayer. Go to your pastor or priest, ask them the techniques that they would like to use, and get busy with it and stay well here at Radio MD.
And that's the way you can keep your mind calm and, as a result, your body well. You're listening to It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Melanie Cole with Dr. Decker Weiss.